Why do we bother with a bonfire on Halloween?
Yeah, in the broader sense, I mean, Halloween to me is deeply, deeply rooted in Irish folklore. It's rooted in Samhain, that great festival described brilliantly in one 10th century text as when the summer went to rest. And, you know, as far as the Celts were concerned, Samhain was the beginning of the new year. It was a weird kind of between time, you might say, when mortals could kind of visit the world of the dead and vice versa. And some of their things made it true into Christian Ireland. So the bonfires, they thought, had a kind of protective and cleansing powers. And that's probably one custom that, you know, some people, I'm thinking particularly of Dublin Fire Brigade, would like to see vanish. But another lingering thing from Samhain was this great tradition they called mumming.
Yeah.
And mumming basically was going house to house, dressed in costume. The Americans have bestowed the name trick or treat on that one. But, you know, the name Halloween definitely comes from Hallow's Eve and Christian things that came later. But the ritual, you know, to me, the ritual of the bonfire, of the trick or treating, of the pumpkin, all of that, I think, has its origins in the earlier pagan festival of Samhain. And it's kind of funny how much pagan stuff, how much pagan ritual survived in Ireland. I mean, they say that the snakes Patrick chased from Ireland, because, you know our climate, God help any snakes here, but they're a metaphor for paganism. But I don't know how well Patrick did driving paganism out of Ireland, considering we're still celebrating Samhain.
Yeah, I'm thinking of paraphrasing, like, pagans have more fun.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a little darkness there, isn't there? You know, it's a little less of the Catholic guilt, Donald, you know.
Yeah. But I don't think it's coincidental that when you look at the Americans, and the Americans really go all out on Halloween. I mean, I think it's something we can claim, not only that Halloween has its origins in Ireland, but that the widespread celebration of the day in America owes something to European migration. I mean, the Irish and the Scottish loved Samhain. And look where they celebrated in the States, especially strong on the East Coast, where those people settled. So much of American popular culture is shaped by her immigrant history, her Germans, her Poles, her Scottish, and of course, her Irish migrants. But the Americans have turned it into something just totally different, you know, from what it was here.
Yes.
And it's amazing how far back that even goes. I mean, the mass-produced Halloween costumes in America have been a feature of life since the 1930s.
Yeah, amazing.
Ben Cooper, I remember wearing a black bin bag to school in the 1990s, as I'm sure many listeners did too.
Yes.
The Americans have had a crass commercial Halloween since the days of the Great Depression. Isn't that in itself absolutely remarkable? And Dracula has always been one of those, you know, pop culture American costumes.